Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise the Lord. I want you to check me out Monday through Friday for our prayer line that starts at 7:15 in the morning until, and God is blessing on the prayer line. And I praise God that it was started before the pandemic. So we are just continuing to praise and lift up our God. And you can join us. You can join us at 515-606-5329 Monday through Friday. And that code is 634-812. And we are praising God for how that He just continuously, He keeps right on blessing us. And you can join me each Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio as we talk about the goodness of our God. Yes, we are in a pandemic, but praise God, the pandemic is not in us. We are magnifying our God because all of the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to our God. Then I want you to go check out my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and check out my books. The Lord has blessed me to write some books, and they are encouraging to me. So if they're encouraging to me, I believe that they will be encouraging to you. Praise God. So check me out. Check me out. And I love it that I already know who I am in the Lord. The Lord gave me some time ago that I am a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service souls. So I love my job in the Lord. How about you? Praise God. Anything that you have that's a passion to you, and loving God's word is a passion for me. I love it. I love it. And today we're going to talk about it. Oh, praise God. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. So today, before we get started into our topic on today, which is hide and seek. Did you ever play that game? Oh, well, we're going to talk about it. Oh, praise God. But let's just stop right here and have a word, excuse me, of prayer to talk to our Lord that He would anoint us as we talk to you and as you listen. Praise God. Tune in to the Word of God. Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. For you are great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you on today. Thank you for being in our lives. Thank you for being a friend of ours. Thank you for being our doctor, a healer in the sick room. Thank you for being a provider, making a way out of no way. Thank you for all that you do, God. Thank you for relationships that you heal. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for family, God. We thank you for friends. Thank you for our church family. We just magnify you, God. We ask that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way. And we thank you for it right now, God. Go into the hospitals. Praise God. Touch, heal, and deliver, God. Set your people free, God. In the name of Jesus, look on the workers, God, in this pandemic, oh God. Look on the workers, God. Cover them in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. We'll magnify you for it. And we'll give you the glory for it right now, God. Look on the bereaved families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Would you comfort them as only you know how to comfort a heart, God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory, God. And we thank you. Now we ask your blessings as we talk about your word, God, as we encourage others in your word, God. We thank you for it right now. Now bless us. Bless us as we come together in your word on today, God. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' most holy name. And you said, Lord, if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for directions now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And amen. And amen. The song says, what a mighty God we serve on today. And we do. Praise God. I give all honor to God on today, from which all blessings they flow. So today is Recover All Wednesday. Recover All Wednesday. And we want to recover all. Everything that the enemy has taken from us, we want to recover it all. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, we speak it in the atmosphere. Recover it all that the enemy has stole from us. Praise God. David, thank you, Lord Jesus. David went to the Lord and he told God, thank you, God already knew about, ask God, what should he do? Should he pursue, praise God, the enemy who had taken his faith from him? And God told him to pursue and recover all. Praise God. That's why it's good to go to God. Amen. Go to him. Ask him. Acknowledge him, he said, in all of our ways and our doings. And he will direct our path. He'll give us what to do. He'll give us how to do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just as David did, he recovered all. And isn't it beautiful that the enemy, on his way looking for his family, praise God, one of the enemies, one of the ones that had helped to steal his family, was the very one that God used to lead them to the enemy, to lead them to the one that had taken his family. And he was able to recover it all. Not only did he recover his family, but God told him to recover all. Praise God. So he blessed them even the more, even the more. So when we follow the instructions and the guidance of our God, we will recover all. So that's what today is. It's Recover All Wednesday. Praise God. And so on this Recover All Wednesday, we're going to hide and seek. Oh, did you play that game? Did you play the game of hide and seek? Somebody would close their eyes, and then they would count to 10, and then they would seek you, look for you, and find you and put you out. But today we're talking about a different kind of hide and seek. We are talking from Psalms 119 and 11. So let me encourage you, as I encourage myself, to hide in God's word as you and I seek him. Hide in the word of God. And the psalm says, in the word of God, I find a hiding place. What about you? Have you found a hiding place in God's word? You can go in there and hide. He that dwelleth, the 91 Psalm says, in the secret place. Woo! The secret place of the Most High. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who is the Most High except our God? He that lives there, that stays there, dwells there, shall abide, thank you, Lord, under the shadow of the Almighty, the protection, the blood of Jesus. We shall abide right there in his blood, in his covering, under his wings. Praise God. And then I can say, ooh, while I'm here, I can seek his face. Then I can say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Praise God. Psalms 119 and 11 says, thy word. Whose word? God's word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. We hide the word of God in our hearts, but we've got to get in there. Praise God. And you can't wish it in. You can't hope it in. You don't go to bed a blunder and wake up a wonder. But you've got to get in the word of God. You got to open up that book, open up that Bible, and get in the word. It's the only way. Praise God, that we can truly get to know him is to get in the word. Get in there. Ragu sauce, spaghetti sauce or sauce, ragu sauce, if the commercial says it's in there, it's all in there. All of the ingredients, it's in there. So when we get in the word of God, it's in there. And then we let the word of God get in us, and then it'll be in there. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. But we've got to get in the word so that the word can get in us. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you don't put anything in there, I don't know how you expect to get anything out. If you don't have any money in the bank, you can't go up there and try to draw something out because you didn't put nothing in. So nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But if we get in the word, get in God's word, get in God's word, and let the word, let his word, meditate. Let us meditate in God's word. Let us memorize, oh, praise God, and let the word of God transform us by the renewing of our mind. Get all those cobwebs out of our minds, because we haven't been in the Word of God. Yes, we're in this pandemic, and yes, we are pretty much, you know, have to stay in and stuff, but what better time to use it wisely instead of walking around saying, I'm bored. My God, I cannot believe that Christians, people that say that they know God, walking around saying, I'm bored. Praise God. We should have already been in the Word of God. But right now, we can use this time wisely and get to know Him better. So, praise God, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. God's word has an effect being laid up in our hearts. So when we eat the word, when we dress in the word, praise God, amen, it has an effect on the inside that shows up on the outside. We can just not know the letter of the word, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit of God maketh alive. But nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So we're going to hide and we're going to seek God's word. We're going to hide it in our hearts, and then we're going to seek Him. We're going to seek after Him. Praise God, that we might get to know Him better. He already know us. The word must be known and prized. Do you prize the word? Is it a treasure that you've hid in your heart and laid up in the heart? We've got to lay it up, put it in us, read that word, study the word, meditate on the word, that it will pull out of us everything that should not be. The song says, search me, Lord, search me, Lord, and if you find anything that should not be, take it out and straighten me. I want to be saved. I want to be. I got to be whole. Praise God. In order to get where you are, Lord. Thank you, God. You know how to get me there. Thank you. You know how, God, how to get me where you are. Praise God. And if I follow your instructions and your directions, I will get there. Praise God. The whole mind. Praise God. We can't give God part of our mind. We have to give Him all of our mind, all of us, all of our heart and our mind and our soul and our spirit. We've got to love the Lord. The affections as well as the understanding. The whole mind requires to be impregnated with the Word of God. God don't, he don't want to share us being first. He don't want us, he's not going to compete with other things that we put before Him. He will be first in our lives. He will be, praise God, first in our lives. Everything else comes second. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when it comes to living this holy life. Praise God. And when we make God first in our lives, thank you, Lord. He said in all of, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek Him first. And then he said all of these other things that we want, that we desire, that we talk to Him about, they'll be added. Praise God. Have you ever had a time in your life that there was something that you desired and it was in your heart, and then whatever time it took, that thing came to pass? God reads the heart. He reads the heart, and He knows what our desires are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I remember one day I was at work, and I was sitting there at my desk talking, having a conversation with God. That's why it's important that we have a relationship with Him. so that we can have a conversation, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our whatever it is. We can tell God just like it is. So I was sitting there having a conversation with him, and I was thanking him for allowing me to dwell in that secret place. And praise God, and I told God that it was my heart's desire that I please him. And he came back with a question. He said, "Where is your desire list?" I say, "What, Lord?" He said, "Where's your desire list?" He said, "Just like you put your grocery list up on the refrigerator," he said, "put your desire list on the refrigerator. And as I grant them," he said, "mark them off." I said, "Oh, my God." And I have done just that. I have put my desire list up on the refrigerator, and I have been able to mark off some desires that I had, and God has done just that. It was my desire to have my doctorate, and God just put it together, praise God, and he blessed me in 2015 to graduate with my doctorate degree. It's my heart's desire, praise God, that I would become a board-certified chaplain, praise God. I just finished my chaplaincy courses, and I'm on my way, praise God, to become that board-certified chaplain, and I'll be able to mark it off that God has granted. So God will give us our heart's desire, but he won't be second. He won't take second place. He has to be first. Then the word of God in the heart, the threatenings, the promises, the excellencies of God's word, and God himself realize we will be inwardly fortified, the understanding enlightened, and the conscience quickened. It's all in his plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, he knows the plan that he has for us. And it is, thank you, Lord, it is that we prosper in the Lord. Isaiah 55:6-7 tells us to seek the Lord while he may be found. There's going to come a time, praise God, when we're not going to find him. So while we can now, let's seek him. Let's seek him, praise God, while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways. We don't want to just continue in the way that we were going when there's a better way. God has a better way. It's a holy way, thank you, of living this life. And it's not a boring life. It's what you put into it. Put your whole self in, and then you can get something out. Hide and seek the Lord. Hide in him, and then seek him. Get in his word so his word can get in you, and you can hide in the Lord. And then one day I was coming from work, and I again was in conversation with my Lord, and I was sharing with him. I'm always telling the Lord how that I delight in him, praise God. And I was telling him about talking to him about being, about hiding in his word, hiding. Just think, when you hide, and you know, and others, they're looking for you, but you know, they don't always find you. Praise God. Sometimes the game ends and they didn't find you. All right, come on out. Come on out. I can't find you. Come on out. Well, the Lord told me that I was hid in him. And I just actually have fits when I am praising the Lord. When God gives me something, to me it's a delicious nugget or a delicious meal when he talks back to me and gives me. And he told me that I was hid in him. He said, a lot of times the enemy be looking for you. He said, but he can't find you because you're hid in me. So when we get the word in us, praise God, and be his word, we are hid in him. The enemy can't just do us any kind of way because we're filled up with the word of God. What a hiding place. What a hiding place in him. His peace, his joy. There's nothing like it. There's nothing can be compared to it. Praise God. Having the Lord in our life. Hide in him and seek him. Why you he's seeking the more. Praise God. It's just like this. It's time. God has given us time to hide in him. And when we're hid in him, that's a good time to seek him the more. Seek him while he may be found. Praise God. Because there's going to come a time that he will not be. Praise God. And we don't want to get left out. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. You know, we can even think evil. But God, he said, be ye transformed. That's what Romans 12 and 2 says. Be ye transformed. And so when we're hiding in God's word, seeking him, we can be transformed by the renewing. Our mind will be renewed. Get renewed in the Lord. Hide in him and seek him. Praise God. Hide and seek. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Praise God. Return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly, abundantly, he will abundantly pardon. Isn't that just like our God? As we store away in our affections as a treasure to be preserved, God's word. David did not wear a text on his heart as a charm, but he hid in his heart as a rule. He laid it up in the place of love and life, and it filled the chambers with sweetness and life. We must, in this imitate David, copying his hard work as well as his outward character. First, we must mind that what we believe is truly God's word, that being done, we must hide or treasure it each in second, and we must see that this is done not as a mere feat, the memory, but as the joyful act of the affections. My prayer today is that, Lord, we thank you for your wisdom to hide you in our hearts, as to be led by you in our directions in life. What a joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So until the next time, praise God, right here on Block Talk Radio. Praise God. Today, hide and seek the Lord while he may be found. You don't want to get caught. You don't want to get caught out there. So seek him now. All right? Bye-bye now.